Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan, over there dancing.
Dancer.
Yay!
We're just happy to be here.
We
Last
are.
week I was the reason we weren't live.
Yes, it was you. It was. But you were having an adventure. And
Adventure.
if you're okay talking about it, you don't have to talk about the details, but I think it's fun to show that you went on a specific mission. You had expectations of exactly what was going to happen. None of that happened. It went out the window, and you had an incredible adventure.
Did.
I mean, I know in the middle of it was probably like, what the heck? But from my side and what I was seeing, it was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. You're really having an adventure. And then I think it ended up
I
where you got to go some places that you would not have gone if it had gone the other way.
yeah. Well, first off, I see people are already posting, so we will
Yeah.
get to my
Yeah. Come on
adventure.
in, guys. Come on in. Tell us where you're from and while we're doing
Tiffany
this.
is not with us
Yeah.
today. She is on her own adventure. So, you guys, if you want to address it to me, or I'll just respond to the capitalized Tiffany. I already see Tiffany the Bright in here. So, it's
She
like,
carries on. So see, she is here with us.
she is in spirit. She is very much here. Her energy is among us. But yeah, get in there, ask questions in the chat. Julia and I would love to answer those. On Facebook, I think it helps if you open it up to its full form, depending on what platform you're on. If you're on your phone, I don't think it matters. But what the one that really works best is my YouTube page. As you guys have seen, we have the YouTube wars here. So
Let's call it, oh, we don't do war.
we
How
don't do
about we call it,
friendly. We don't even want it to be competition. It's like we're just playing.
yeah.
But sometimes we get really close in how many listeners we have, and that's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's
Fun
fun.
for
It
us.
is.
So
We love it when
join
you watch both of us at the same time on both of our channels.
Yeah, if you got more than one device, pull us up on each other.
You're in stereo.
Be so fun. Yeah, so also, Julia would love to know, as I would too, but this is really your fancy thing that you have everybody do, so I'll let you ask.
Yeah, come on and tell us where you're from. This is a big deal. One, I get a high off of it, just seeing where you're all from. And two, you're all seeing where you're coming from, so you can see how you are not alone. You're all over the world. Us like-minded people are everywhere. They're everywhere. And three, you are shining your light. That's probably number one, but you are shining your light. That is lighting up the grid. That's a big deal. I keep getting, I don't know all the particulars of it, but it's like we will understand more as we keep going as to what a big deal it is. But it's really, really cool for you to see that you are not alone. You are not the only one that thinks this way. Not the only weirdo in the bunch. It's like we're all weirdos and it's okay. But I don't think we are anymore. I really feel like it's shifted enough to where we're not the only ones. You might be within your small group or in your family, but when you come here, see, this is where you can see, oh, I'm normal. This is a different normal.
Different kind of normal. Absolutely. So while you guys are doing that, I'll tell my adventure a little bit. We also have some updates for the energy that's going on. And actually, that's really quick. So let me do that part
Okay.
first. We got Pluto going direct, and it's been directing Capricorn, and it's been in Capricorn for several years. It started around 2008, 2009, where Pluto was in Capricorn. It went out of Capricorn for a minute and then went back into Capricorn. Now it's on the 19th, it will go out of Capricorn and go into Aquarius. Good luck, you guys. Anyways,
Okay. So what's
so
happened with that? I
what
mean,
does
what's it meant by it being in Capricorn all this time? What has that been about?
it mean? It meant that you had a never-ending story. What kept
Oh.
reoccurring? What was the thing that just you're over it, you're done with it? I think my dog's.
Bless you.
Good timing. Out. I'm over the dog right now. But yeah, so these are the things that you are over it, you're done with it, you're ready to say goodbye to it, whatever that is. That goes direct on the 19th. So what she said is that over the next 5 weeks, whatever's left for that transformation, whatever you got to face, whatever you got to look at, whatever you're trying to transform over the next 5 weeks, if it hasn't been completed, you're going to be completing that. So I thought that
Okay.
was pretty interesting. Let's,
Absolutely.
with knowledge, there's power, right? So we're going to be
So if
completing.
you see something purging up there again for you to look at, it's because it wants to be done.
Yeah, and if you're like, oh, I'm just so
You
over
again?
this, then it is the thing that's going to be done.
Yeah.
So it's something to look forward to, but also it sounds like we might have a little bit of work to do over the next couple of weeks. If it hasn't been completed, it will be doing its finishing thing. So there's that. Now,
Very cool. And then there was something that I saw on Facebook yesterday, and it was about the 10-10 portal. And it goes along with that, what you're saying, because it was talking about completion and things being done and over. So.
And we're looking at it. We're looking at these things, because you sent that to us. I think that was part of it too, is we're, look at those last little final pieces and let's get this wrapped up, guys. Let's
Be
do
done.
So my adventure. The reason we weren't here last week is because my son and I were flying to Phoenix and we were going to take a road trip back to Oregon. Had it all mapped out, gonna go see Sedona, Grand Canyon, go through the Zion National Park, up through Utah, go see some friends in Idaho, and then back over to Oregon. Spent hours planning this, by the way. And getting all the things set up along the way. So we get there and it was fun. We got to see Erica Middlemiss and David Marsh and then Judy Cuckoo and I feel like I'm forgetting it, and Frank, her husband, and did I see somebody else? It seems like I saw more people than that. I was supposed to see more people than that. It didn't happen.
Oh, that was part of the plan,
That was part of
but
the plan. Anyway, so I did get to see those gorgeous souls and say hello to them. And so we get started last Saturday on our road trip. And about 70 miles into the road trip, the motor decided it didn't want to take us there. We were in a motor home and the transmission and water pump went out.
No.
And we were on a very busy highway with lots of semi trucks and just a little sliver of land to pull over to. Like, we just got this thing over enough that we were kind of out of the lane. I think we were out of the lane.
Wow.
It was pretty scary. A lot of trucks going by. We weren't sure at that point what was going on with it. That it just wasn't going to go up that hill that we were going up. And so we pulled over and thought, well, maybe it needs to cool down. Maybe this, maybe that. But we have probably don't want to say the name of the roadside service we have, but I will say it was not AAA. It was a different one. And in their defense, we needed a very large tow truck that would also haul two people.
Those apparently aren't readily available at all hours of the day and night.
Especially over a weekend. And it's like, when your animals get sick on a weekend.
Weekend, yeah.
Why? So it's the weekend. Everything's closed. Anyways, so we sat there on the side of the highway for a little while, and the roadside service did give us a phone number to what we now refer to as our guardian angel, a mobile mechanic.
Okay.
He goes, I know exactly where you're at. And because we were actually sitting right in front of, and if you're in Arizona, you may know what this is, Bumblebee Road. We were sitting in front of a sign that said Bumblebee Exit 2 miles. And he said, I think you'd be able to get to that exit and get off that highway. How comfortable do you feel? And he was so sweet to keep asking, do you feel safe in trying to do that? or do you feel comfortable with that? So we did it. By this point, night has it's dark out, traffic slowed down a little bit, so we went ahead and gimped it out there, got it to this exit, and we're both thinking, yay, we're going to be able to go park in a parking lot. This must be a town or something. It is not. It was a basically a turnaround to get going the other way on the highway. So, and then there was another road that would take you off to, from what we understand from the this mechanic, that particular exit takes you to all the, like where they take the four-wheeler, dune buggies,
Okay.
motorcycles, like this is where you go play. So there's really nothing else out there.
It got you off the main
Got us off the
thoroughfare.
scary part, but then we get off the road and we find a spot to stop, and guess what? No cell phone service, not in that spot. So I'm like, we cannot sit here. We got to be able to call and get a tow truck. We got to be able to get, get a hold of these guys again. So we got brave and we decided to take it a little further, and it put us right in the middle of some construction. And then it just stopped. The motorhome just stopped. It wasn't going to go one more inch. And we're looking and we're realizing, because it was pitch black at this point, you guys. One of the bonuses of this location is we got some gorgeous pictures of the stars. But pitch black, and we're realizing we are at the mouth of the off ramp to the highway, people coming off of it flying up, and we're sitting right there. And luckily, because it was construction, Josh was able to get out there and put some of the construction cones around us so the reflectors so people would see that more quickly. So, but at the same point, he's questioning whether or not the emergency brake is working. So he's also sitting in the driver's seat holding that brake down, right? And making it work because we're kind of at an angle. So we're on the phone with roadside assistance people. And we also, I have them. He's got the mobile mechanic and said, this is where we got to. We did get off the highway, but now we're kind of in another pickle. We're not in a good spot. And so this guy's listening to the roadside assistant saying, we found you a tow truck. Now keep in mind, this is like 8:30 at night, maybe. We found you a tow truck. We'll be able to come get you tomorrow morning. We're like, until tomorrow morning, what the heck? And I'm saying that to this gal. We can't sit here like this till tomorrow morning. You have to send somebody out here to help us. Even though we're off the highway, we're still in a bad situation. This guy's hearing this conversation. He said, you guys, I'm coming out to help you. Let's see if we can get you in a safer spot. He had to drive for over an hour to get out there and help us.
Oh my goodness.
So, but he brought the fluids that we needed to put into the vehicle. Even though they were going to all get spit back out, it was
And
in
maybe get you a
there.
little further somewhere.
Start it up and move it. And so, not only did he get us going like that, but he took his truck and he drove around to see where we could go. Is there a spot? Found one, came back, got us, and led us to it. We got parked off the road, in this little covert thing that the people that were doing the road construction, they had a bunch of their supplies sitting there, so luckily we fit in there. And then he gets under it, and he's the one that told us, no, you got a blown water pump. He said all the fluids in this thing are being spit out.
Oh. Okay.
All right, yeah, so Julia is going to work on, what is this?
What does that
Right. So anyways, so he can't help us any further. That's as much as he can do. We get back on the phone with the roadside assistance. They still can't get us a tow truck. Now what's happening is they're finding tow trucks, but to get them, they will cover X amount of dollars. We've got to cover the rest. Well, that was looking like anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500. And we weren't really prepared for that. We're like, what? What happened to you had somebody to come get us? And that was the other thing that kept happening. They go, we have a tow truck, they could be there in 90 minutes. We're like, okay, we can wait 90 minutes. And then they'd call back and go, that one's not going to work, blah 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 blah. And that just kept happening. Like they would tell us there was one, and then and we're like, no, we can't do this, like 2,000, 1,500 out of our pocket. We just can't do that. What do you have? Where can you get us that's safe? And we were trying to figure out where to take it. And it's not like you can call anybody. Now at this point, it's the middle of the night. And it wasn't like we could call anybody to say, hey, can we have it towed there? And the mechanic's telling us, well, if you have it towed and you bring it to a mechanic, there's a pretty good chance they're not going to get to look at it for a couple weeks. We're like, we don't live here.
Yeah, we're going home.
So it was just one thing after another. There was a lot going on with all of that. But why? Okay, so here's the fun stuff, you guys. So while we're standing there talking to the guardian angel that came and helped us move this to a safe place, he looks up and he goes, did you guys see that move? He's looking at the stars. Kid you not. Him and Josh both sitting there, and they're like, I've never seen one move like that. Me either. So I'm inside the RV and I can't see what they're looking at. So and outside, and I'm looking, and there was this one star that would kind of just move around, but it wasn't like going anywhere. It was just moving in that spot, kind of making itself known. And my son Josh, he goes, so do you believe in ETs? And he goes, oh yeah, I believe in ETs. So he stood out there and sky watched with us for a while. And then he was really kind and said, do you guys want me to bring you anywhere? Do you want me to get you anything? What do you need? So he was really cool before he left. He wanted to make sure we were good. And we thought we had a tow truck coming. So we did
Yeah,
not.
90 minutes.
So we didn't go with him. Well, it turned out that they canceled the tow truck because they knew the mobile mechanic was coming.
Oh, come on.
And we're like, no, the mobile mechanic was just going to help us get off the road. And if he could have fixed it, we would have called you back and said we don't have a tow truck, not the other way around. So we had to start all over again. So it was just exhausting, and I was over it. That was the thing. I was exhausted and over. Judy and Frank, they said, well, if you guys don't get a tow truck by morning, we'll get a rental car, but it doesn't open until 9 o'clock. And I'm like, okay. And that's what happened. They had to come get us. We did not get a tow truck. They finally came and got us, and then a salvage yard did finally tow the RV, and so it's no longer there. But we were sitting there racking our brains too, saying, "What was that about? That was wild. We're not. No, you guys are not moving." And we were there, you guys, for 18 hours. 18 hours.
But you saw, see, something was going on with that light.
Absolutely.
You would not have been out there to see it if
Oh yeah,
that wouldn't have held you there.
we saw a shooting stars. We saw movement in the sky. That part of it was just, and oh my gosh, it was like the sky was just this huge blanket of stars, the Milky Way. You could see it all. And then Josh has got a super zoom on his phone, and he was getting some really cool pictures of all of that. So all of that stuff was okay. That was pacifying us while we were also frustrated and feeling like, man, we so many blessings, right? Like time of day we left got delayed because we were putting new tires on this thing, and they didn't have the right tires when we got there, even though we called them two different times before we left to make sure that they had what we needed because it was the weekend. And so we wanted to set it up before we got there. And they ordered tires for a trailer, like a camp trailer, even though we told them both times this is a
Exactly what it
motorhome.
was, yeah.
And it had six tires. I don't know a camp trailer that has six tires. Like, what is happening? Maybe the really big fifth wheel ones do, I don't know, but it was like we're just shaking our heads. Why? How did they mess that up? We called them twice. We're not in Mercury in retrograde, by the way. That should not have happened. So that was the first thing. Josh and I part of the time that we were waiting for tires, we were sitting at a Starbucks inside a grocery store. So we thought, well, let's just get our first night or two of groceries while we're here, and then we'll pick up some more along the way. So we did that. And luckily, because in my head, I was going to do all the shopping. I was just going to, it's like, why not just get it done? And Josh's like, well, there's some other things that I wanted to get too. So I want to make a stop either way. And then Judy and Frank were with us, and they were like, well, there's one in Flags. You can stop at Flagstaff. And so we had these whole these conversations that kept me from spending a whole lot of money on groceries. Thank you. And so we did end up luckily not having to throw too much out as far as groceries, because by the way, the refrigerator wasn't cold. So
Well, it didn't have fluid to keep it cold. I mean, it was trying to save the engine.
the bonus, so here's the good things. The motorhome had a generator and an air conditioner on it, because we're in Phoenix, folks. That's 100, it was 107 degrees the day we broke down. It was the morning that we were getting getting picked up. We got picked up around 1 o'clock, I think it was. And by that point, it was getting to be over 100 degrees then as well. So we went as long as we could without running the generator through the night and stuff. Because once the motor home hits a certain level with the gas gauge, it shuts it off. So we were like not far from that. So we're like, so
Emergency
we
purposes
might
only.
be stranded on an island. You don't know how long you're going to be there. You're going to ration things, right? So we were rationing. And once we knew that somebody was on the way, man, we were starting that generator right up and just sitting there in the air conditioning, drinking our, we, there are, there's just things that worked out. Like there was a cooler that they had in the RV. So we got a bag of ice when we bought the groceries, knowing that the refrigerator hadn't been turned on yet. So we just thought, well, we'll just put it in the cooler. So we had ice, we had cold drinks, we had, you know, the things that we could
You're
have.
fine.
We were fine
You were just held in that spot for 18 hours.
for 18 hours. And then, well, I'll tell you what, if we would have made it any further, Judy and Frank probably wouldn't have been able to come get us. We wouldn't have known anybody in the area. There was just a lot of things that really played out in our
That, wow,
favor.
that was a perfect spot.
Yeah.
But I think that some that light in the sky was probably something too.
Oh yeah, with yeah, the one that was moving around. I didn't necessarily see it moving around like they did. Unless I was looking at the wrong one, because it, you know, I would probably not in the best mood too. Just
You're kind of shutting
I
it down.
was kind of I at this point I had been on the phone with the people's several times. My mental state was exhausted. I was exhausted. It was like probably 1 o'clock.
It may have been for Josh.
Might have been even 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, this whole trip was about Josh. You know, I was going with him for this trip, but it was about him. And you know, we ended up salvaging some of the trip. We rented a car, went to the Grand Canyon and Sedona and stuff like that. The theme that I noticed in this trip was, how are you going to deal with disappointment? So, because even after that, some of the stuff that we were trying to do, there was disappointment. It's like, oh, I want to drive through Sedona when it's light out, so let's take that route to the Grand Canyon. And he put it in his phone, not really knowing what that route was, and it took us a whole different way, which we got to drive through two really cute little towns. It's like,
It's kind of like, why are you doing that? This is
this is
the
weird. I
better
haven't gone this way before. You're sure it's taking us through Sedona? And he's like, well, I don't know. I thought you were going to look at that. So then it was nighttime before we came back through, and we were staying just a few miles out of Sedona. So the morning we were flying out, we went back up to Sedona and just drove around a little bit. I said, I need the energy. I need it. I thought, you know, so I'm getting back from this 18 hours, right? We decided to stay at the Hilton, beautiful place to stay. They really treated us well. But I'm, going on no sleep for several hours. And so I'm like, okay, I have to figure out a rental car, place to sleep, flights home, all these things that I didn't know I was going to have to do. So I'm doing all of that, and I'm just using the quickest app I can find, right? So hotels.com or something, and I reserve. I find this casino that has a bowling alley, a cute diner, and a bunch of, it just looked like fun. I was like, this is what we need. This will be fun.
Oh yeah, I did see a picture of you at a bowling alley. But I'm like, hey, they're at a bowling alley. Where'd you find a bowling
That, but they only charge like $25 for the lane, and they give you the shoes and everything, and so for an hour you get the lane, and so we got to bowl as much as we wanted to in an hour. I'll tell you, after that you're tired. So that, I thought that was a good deal, so we did the bowling. But we get there to check in, and they go, I asked, can we use your luggage rack to get the stuff in? And he goes, well, you're not in this hotel. Like, what? He goes, no, you're in the lodge. I was like, the lodge? What do you mean? He goes, yeah, that's down the hill. And there's a shuttle that can bring you back if you don't want to drive back up here. I'm like, what are you talking about? In the pictures, it shows the casino. He goes, yeah, those third-party apps will do that. And it makes you think you're staying here, but you're actually in the lodge. And I said, please tell me the lodge is nicer than this place. And he goes, well, it's kind of old, and it's like 30 years old, and blah blah blah. I'm like, can't do it. I can't. What's happening here? It's like, what's going on? We get down there, and you could not have convinced me to stay there if it wasn't already happening. So I was like, the paint on the door is peeling off. You got to carry your luggage up staircases, and here I'm thinking elevators and all the things, and this is like old school hotel six kind of things going on. And I'm like, that is false advertisement. And the people next to us were going through the same thing. I could hear them, and we both end up pulling up to this place at the same time, and they had that same look on their face. I know that look. I'm wearing that look, because and it's dimly lit. It's just this, it was just like something out of a bad movie.
Oh
The room was clean, I'll give it that. But when I laid on the mattress, I kind of rolled. And I'm like, I think there's something wrong with my mattress. So I was really glad to be out of that one. But yeah, if you book something, make sure you're getting what's in the picture. That's all I got to say about that. But yeah, so another thing that was a disappointment that we had to figure out, how do we make the best of this? We're on this trip. We're doing this together. Let's have fun. So yeah, so here we are. That's my story. We flew home. We got premium seats, so we'd have plenty of leg room and a little better flight home. And got here fine. Everything's settled. It's all good. But that was our journey. So all right. Does everybody want to share what your hits are with them? So that's, yeah, that is the show over yet?
Really.
18 hours stargazing. No way were we getting out of there. There was just no way. We were not going to get that RV fixed, and we were not going to get to take that road trip. So yeah. Any hits?
Yeah, the road trip that you intended. You did get a road trip, but not the road trip you intended.
Yeah, but we had to cut out some of our stops, so absolutely.
I think, yeah, the disappointment. I mean, it's like, we all have stuff happen. Things happen. And it's like, how do we make good out of, the things that happen? We go down that road of, oh my God, this is horrible. Or do we go, hey, what's happening here? There's a reason for it. As soon as we start going, is there's a reason for it? What is the reason? That kind of shifts the attitude. It's like you start looking for that rather than get all caught up in and because that's a downhill, whatever. What's the funnel? Where it goes down really fast, and it's easy to do. So easy to do. But I.
The way Josh expressed it was, he said that 18 hours gave me time to go through all seven stages of grief.
Oh, Oh, that's great.
By the time we finally got picked up, he was like, I got it. I got to camp one night in it. I'm okay.
Yeah, we're done. Okay. It was an experience.
Yeah, it was an experience. So, anyways, yeah. There was a message that I got when I got home. I woke up. Did I tell you about that? Oh, okay. So the first night we were home, about 3 a.m. in the morning, I woke up and I heard in my ear, you're on the highest timeline. The other one would have had a catastrophe. So it made everything seem like nothing. Just hearing that, rather it
Yeah,
had
so that's that
not.
spiral. That's that spiral that we can get sucked into if we go into that, you
Yeah.
know, can be
But
pulled into that timeline. So.
it was just like, okay, what we went through was nothing. That was nothing. We're okay. Everybody's safe. We're good. We had everything we needed,
It
including.
was inconvenient, but
Yeah.
yeah, you got through it. And hey, that's an accomplishment when you do stuff like that and you get through it. Don't you feel powerful? It's like, look what we just did.
We managed that whole thing. Yeah. And staying in pretty good spirits, even we've got frustrated with the roadside service people.
Well, that was part of the grieving process.
Yeah.
Anger is part of the
You know,
grieving
and even in
process.
hindsight, when we were on the road trip, we were seeing the semi truck tow trucks, and they're single cabs, and we're like, that had to be the problem because we ride in the cab with him, and so they're
Yeah, because I don't think they'll allow you to be in the
no,
other home.
no. And so I'm guessing they had to find a tow truck with a double cab on it so that it could haul passengers too. So really we got a lot of insight as to what they were dealing with, what we were dealing with. But communication people tell us if you could find a ride, we could get you a tow truck there much quicker. It's because we need to find one that you can ride in with them.
Exactly.
It's like,
You know, I've found that lately on some things, and it's just, you know, a little communication would have helped extremely. You're just operating, and then they come back and they go, oh, well, it was because of this and this. It was like, that
why
would have
didn't
been
you say
nice to
that?
know,
Yeah, we
you
could
know?
have remedied that. Yeah. Anyways. Oh, and then Erica, who lives, in that area, was on her way to Colorado. So she called up and goes, I'm already gone, or I would have come to get you. All the things. We were meant to be
You
where we
were.
were. There was no one, nothing was available to come get us. We were meant to be there, and we made the best of that. We went and sat outside for a while and enjoyed that. And once we were safe, we did.
Yeah, but you know, of course you were. Yeah, very cool.
Let's shout out to where everybody's from.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So we got New Mexico, San Diego, Northern California, and to Seattle. I'm sorry, there's other stuff in here too. Quebec, we've got North Carolina to you
Yeah.
guys. Miami Beach, and another North Carolina. Again, you guys, glad you're here with us.
Yeah, so glad you're here, and yeah, stay safe. Yeah, give us some information as to how things are looking there. Our hearts are there
Yeah.
with you. We are there with you as much as we can. I mean, you know, just let us know what's going on.
Yeah. Okay. Missouri, London. Da, 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 da. How does Tiffany do this so fast? Memphis, Colorado, Kentucky. There's questions in between these, so I don't know how she finds them so quickly.
Now you go back and y'all get the
Nashville again from London, Yorkshire, England, Denver, Colorado, Minnesota,
questions.
Massachusetts, New York. Breath, another. Oh, yeah. Hey guys, good evening from North Carolina. Okay, lighting up the grid. We like that. Okay,
So nice.
Michigan. We've got Rimrock, Arizona. Hello, I probably drove through there somewhere.
You probably did. Yeah,
Asked Josh did he feel like he got to see enough of Arizona, and he said, probably enough to last me my lifetime.
yes, I'm good.
Okay, Ohio. They're still getting extreme heat over there. It was like, I forget, they were on a 90-day streak or something of over three
That's
digits.
right. They were, yeah.
And probably still are in that. Okay, let's see. Why am I here? Says we were actually at 75 today, and I don't know where that's at. It could be Arizona, Washington State, California, and I'm going to cruise quickly to see Irvine, California, Australia, Vegas, Michigan again, Los Angeles. You guys are all over the place. I love
All
it.
over.
A lot of
So
Californians
cool.
in here. Hello to all of you guys. Let's see. Washington State's been in here a couple of times. Where's our Oregon and Arkansas people? We're going to really have to start campaigning.
Oh. Hey, but we're the only ones here.
The only ones. Okay. So, should we dive into some questions?
Absolutely. I think we should. Yeah.
Okay. So, this is going to be a question. We got to find it back. Okay. This one's going to be a question for you because I feel like I need a break.
Okay. Just, I'm gonna make it for you, whether it is or not.
Okay, here we go. Is it a coincidence that my daughter's dog and I both have a respiratory infection?
No, it is no coincidence. And that is what I have found, and actually it's been verified by a veterinarian, is that our animals reflect what's going on in the home. So, and especially if you have the close connection, but it's going to reflect something that's going on in the home. And that's what the veterinarian said. He says, I've even seen where the animal will have the exact same diagnosis as the owner. So I would say you have a close connection to this dog for he she to be reflecting to you, because it's usually to the one that they're close to, but they've got to get a message through. And if you're not getting the information yourself, then see, we ask for assistance by something outside of ourselves, showing it to us. And our animals are happy, happy, happy to volunteer to help us with that. So, but as soon as you understand what the message is and you act on it, it will go away for both of you. And I know sometimes that's why I wanted to really, really reinforce there that they're happy to play this role. They're like guides. They play these roles for us, just like we have a lot of people in our lives that will do that, but animals reflect. And I've known some people to feel guilty sometimes because it's like, oh my gosh, they're having this issue because of me. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. But they have agreed to help us. That's what they want to do. So, but as soon as you understand and see, you're asking the questions, see that right there, you're saying, is it a coincidence? That's step one. You're like, there's something to this. Now, step two is for you to understand what it is for you. What is the message? What are you trying to tell yourself is going, and the lungs have to do with it can be fear, it can be grief, sadness. It's where there's like it's kind of this pulling in and being afraid to take those big breaths and just live life, just breathe in the joy. And so something I'd look back at, when did this start? And that would tell me, give us a clue as to what's going on, what caused this, what it's trying to tell you. And so then from there, then you'll get messages as far as like what you just talk to your lungs. I mean, that's a really easy way to do it. Just talk to your body part. And it's like, what are you trying to tell me? What do you want me to know? What do you want me to do? Those are three powerful questions to get you to shift whatever it is that you are trying to learn from this and shift. And so just listen to your body. You will get answers. You will get it from somewhere. See, right now you've got your little dog telling you. So see how our world tells us things.
Yeah.
And then once you start acting on that, yours will dissipate and so will the dog's.
Agreed. I've had things like that happen. I think I shared once about when I wasn't using my voice, like speaking my truth, my dog's throat
Yes.
got a goitery look fluid pocket or whatever. And when I made that connection, I started speaking my truth or talking about the thing that was upsetting me, and it went away on her.
Yeah.
So I've seen it, I've experienced it. Okay, here's one. What is your favorite part of Egypt?
I think that's, well, I've been there once. You've been there, you're once and you're going back, right? Okay, we can both give our favorite part. So many. Okay, on mine, it was interesting. The favorite part was probably, it was the scariest part. But it was a transformational part. It was something I went through that I at the time, it felt like when I finished it, it felt like I was finishing an initiation from very long ago. And that's where it's like, yeah, it's like I came back and I was finishing. So I don't know if I died before because I sure was scared to death in this time. You were probably there. I don't know if it's the Red Pyramid or the Bent Pyramid. I think it was the where you walk up the outside and then you go down a tunnel. Did you go to that one?
Oh, we didn't do that one.
There were two pyramids out, way out, and they're kind of sitting apart from each other. There's a trail, there's a road between them. And the one that's how you don't go in and go up like you do in the Great Pyramid. You walk up the outside. And then there's some scaffolding up there, some kind of a thing. And there's a little guy sitting there at the entrance. And then he's kind of monitoring who goes when. And then you go down the shaft, a very, very long shaft, too. And then when you get there, it opens up into this great big chamber. And then you can kind of roam around in there and stuff. But going down that shaft, claustrophobia, the shaft is only maybe 3 by 3, and you have to go down backwards. And I'm thinking, I'm like, oh yeah, this is cool. I can do this. I can do this. And you've got your opening up here and see it. And I'm going down and I'm like, okay, this, well, I'm, you should be there. I've gone a long ways. It should be there. And my guide tells me, okay, we're halfway there. And I'm like,
Oh, you're just
what?
being
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I did. Totally freaked out. I just froze. Paralyzed, couldn't move. I'm looking up the top. I'm like, and that top, that opening is probably like this big, it's tiny. It's just a little speck of light. And I'm only halfway. And I'm like, how? Where do I go forward? I was completely, oh my gosh, I was so scared. And then I'm like, it took me a while. And this guy, I don't know, he doesn't, I don't think he's an, anyway, this is my thing, but he's like, well, it's not like this is going to cave in on you. And it's not like, I'm like,
Jesus.
what is
Oh. Stop talking.
Exactly. Stop. Just stop. And right at that point, that little speck of light up there, I could see a silhouette move. Because when we came in, this was during, it was at, it wasn't COVID, but it was a long time ago. And it was during a point where it was between some stuff that was some scuttles that were happening over there, and where everybody was like, don't go there, and all the tourism had stopped. Well, this was like a 1 week period in between these two scuttles that I got in, and this happened, and there was like nobody anywhere. And so this was really cool because I couldn't have done something like that with a bunch of people around me. That anybody with claustrophobia tendencies, you don't want your path blocked. It's like, no. And so anyway, when we went in, we're going down, there was like these two, there was a couple there, a man and a woman. And I thought they had just come out, and because they were just standing up there and on the platform. And so when I'm halfway down and I'm freaking out now, I guess they could hear me. And the man starts talking to me. He's like, just start visualize happy things, visualize. It's like, just see yourself as a bird. I don't know what he was saying, but it was like something just to kind of get me out of this freak out moment. Then the woman, I could see her come into the light. And that's interesting. All these, they came into
I love
the
that.
light. Anyway, exactly. She came in there and she just starts talking to me and she's like, I was exactly where you were a week ago. You can do this. Just take one step, one at a time. You can do it. And she just had this beautiful voice, very soothing. And she just It's up to you. You can come back or you can keep going. It's up to you what you want to do. And so I, just had to pull everything I had in me to just start. I was like, okay, finally, you know how you get to finally you're at a point. It's like, okay, let's just do this thing, And so I started going and I kept going, and finally that little hole, it's gone. It's completely black. It's just, you're going down. And I think there were little lights in there. So it wasn't like it was a completely black hole, but it's not much light. You have but that there's nothing up there. You can't see that. Anyway, so we come down and we finally get to the bottom, and it just opens up. And it's like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And we're the only ones in there. And he had this flute or something, and he's playing it so we can hear the acoustics in there. And the first thing I was getting messages from the pyramid. It was talking to me. And the first thing I says, how? I was like, how did people, how did they get in? They're saying this is a burial chamber. How did they get anybody? He goes, they didn't get anybody in here. That's not what it's for. I said, no, it feels like a machine. As I tapped into it, it felt like a machine. And I'm like, how I knew what a machine would feel like, I don't know, but that's what it felt like to me. And that was really, really interesting. So anyway, I'm just absorbing this, really enjoying it, not thinking about anything about how to get back out. None of that, none of that's coming to me right now. It's just being in the moment, being present, and it was really cool. Then I hear voices. I hear some people, and there's a tour group that was coming, and I'm like, oh shoot. So they come in, there's like five or six people in that group, and they're starting to roam on and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, I want to get out of here before they're trying to get back out. I don't want them in front of me. So I'm like, let's get out of here. So now we're going back and working our way back up. And anyway, that was a lot. So when I get out, this is the really cool thing. I get to the top, that man and woman are still there. Okay. And I got out, and it's like I just hugged her. I'm sweating. I mean, just rolling in sweat because it's hot. It's very humid when you go through these and stuff like that. Anyway, I get out, and I'm just hugging her for dear life because she was my lifeline to get me through that. And I said something about like asking had they had just done that. Apparently, I said, no, we did it last week. We came back today. We just felt like somebody needed us. We were supposed to be here.
Oh.
I'm like, it was me. You were here for me. And then when I walked out, when I left, and you walk back down the side of the pyramid, and I was walking out, the guide's wife was, she took some pictures and and stuff, and she said, you look different. You look like you just finished something. You finished an initiation. You did something. I'm like, to go through that and to pull everything that you have, that's probably what that is like. You just every ounce of hurt. So even though that was the scariest thing, I will always remember it. And that was probably my favorite thing.
Wow, I have no stories to compete with that. I mean, when someone says, "What is your favorite part of Egypt?" There's so many things that it's like.
It's so different.
It's like when you go to see, like we just went to see the Grand Canyon. How do you explain that to another?
Oh yeah, you have to just go.
Yeah, it's like it was different than I thought it was. That might be the favorite thing because. There was, there was tropical, beautiful places, and then there was desert, and it was kind of like nothing in between, but you either had some desert, and those guys over there have fun. The we ended up with a bunch of people that were our guides and our like when we went to go see the Mirage. They put us in two different jeeps, and we're like, we're in the fun jeep, and we're singing and playing and having a great time. We're heading out there. It's just that vibration and the energy. These guys got right in there with us, and we're having fun with us. And it was just a good. I would say, if I had to pick a location, the Red Sea was by far blew me away. The
And
energy.
see, I didn't get to see that. I didn't see that. So I would really love to
Yeah, like I
visit
was sitting there going, man, I would make this a destination point and just stay here. It's beautiful, just beautiful energy, and we were the closest to the war too at that point. But it was just magic there for me. That was one of my favorite
Yeah.
spots. Temple wise, one of the favorite places that we went to the Isis temple, which had been moved, because it was underwater and they moved it to higher ground. And when we were there, the water was down low enough that we could go to the original island, and we were all having some very emotional experiences there.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
that was really powerful for us. And of course,
Was that the one that had the statue, the Hathor sculptures at the top of each pillar?
trying to think now what the front of it looked like.
I know you see so many. When you go on these, you see
Yeah.
tons and
I know,
tons of
it almost
temples
has
and
a lot of
buildings and
pictures. Yeah, that's very the Hathor sculptures. I don't think so. I think that was a different one.
okay. And I might have it wrong too. I'm trying to remember which building that was.
Yeah, I mean, like I see it in my head, like the where they moved it and us walking through there, we found one of the rooms in there. We donated and got to stand in there and chant and sing in tone. We were making all kinds of fun noises and getting messages. And then we got to go over to the other island or other area where they had moved it from, and just had flat out emotional experiences with that. But yeah, the going into the big pyramid, into the king's chamber,
Oh,
and
yeah.
toning, and everybody was just getting messages and downloads and all that kind of stuff. So it was just constant. And it was like,
Yeah.
I think we were there 17 days, and I felt like I was there a lifetime, and yet it was over in a minute. And my whole thought with that was like, this has to be what human experience is like, because I felt like we were there forever. It, like, time stood still. But then when it was over, it was like, it can't be over already. All of us were doing that. And I was like, this must be what it's like when we leave these bodies, because they say it's like a flash. And that's
Yeah.
what it felt like when it was
So
over. It was like, how can it be over already?
we're
I feel
in
like,
the middle of it, it's like,
yeah,
oh.
but when we were in it, it felt like eternity. Like we were just, time stood still for us so we could go experience all these things, and never in a bad way. Always, it was so magical. So yeah, there's just too many experiences.
Oh my
The
gosh,
well,
yes.
when they brought us down into the well and anointed us, I mean, there was so many things. Keep talking about it. And look, now we're out of time, you guys. I'm so sorry. We're
Yes.
you're only
Maybe a quick
got two
question? I don't
questions.
know.
Let's see. That one is an astrology question. If you have
We
something,
have 3 minutes,
okay.
okay.
Being an Aquarian in the same time of as Aquarius, you want to tune into that and see what you can pop in for that.
Oh my gosh, that's
Let me see. Is there a significance to being an Aquarian in the time of Aquarius? That's the question. If you get oh, nice.
amplifies your qualities. So, and one, you'll be used to it because it's what you're norm, it's what you're used to, whatever the energies are there, but they will amplify both, whatever you're going through, you might have amplification of that. You might, but you're, but you, but it feels comfortable to you because you're used to it. It's just, it might. So that's what I'm feeling like. It's, I feel alignment, but also.
Yeah. Okay. Do we want to read another quickie?
Probably need to go
Oh,
ahead and,
no. Wrap her up.
So you're talking about Egypt. Go ahead and do a shout out about your trip coming up in January.
Yeah, we have again, it's like a 17-day trip, where we go through the Nile. So many things. If you want to go to the website, I won't remember them all. Several temples. We go to the Red Sea. We're gonna do scuba diving, snorkeling, go-kart, or not go-kart, four-wheelers, and all kinds of things. We go Jeep rides. We're going in 2 or 3 hours. Can't remember how long we're in the King's Chamber. Maybe it's like 4 hours in the King's
Yeah,
Chamber.
probably because the time goes by really fast.
Yeah, it does. It's just like this blur, and I'm trying to remember everything. But yeah, it's all on the website, you guys, tracymahan.com. Go to the Egypt link and it'll give you all the information. Phew, and that's January. That's coming January. Okay.
And then in
June.
that? June. I'm trying to keep events track of events in June. Yeah, we'll be over in, God, my brain, it's so funny. We will be in Iceland. We'll be doing an Iceland cruise all around Iceland and jump over to Greenland. So you also have that at tracymahan.com. I have it on my Facebook page where we're highlighting it. But probably the most stable place to go find it is your website.
There and then contacting Trina is going to be, and that information's on my website. You'll want to contact her for the latest updates because I know that we had an allotment of rooms and so we need, she's the one with all the information. All right. Anything QHHT?
QHHTofficial.com. Go there to, everything. Everything QHHT. Find a practitioner to have a session yourself, to become a practitioner. If they want to become a practitioner and get the level one course, Tracy, what code can they use?
If you want 10% off your code, please use the magic is real. If you put that in, it'll get you 10% off. All right.
So cool. Well, thank you so much, everyone. We love you and we're glad to be back, and we will see you next time.